How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is Monday, February 21, 2022, or as some people will say, February 21st, 2022. But I'm glad you all are here. It's been an eventful weekend for me. It's a four-day weekend, although I worked on Friday and undecided about whether or not I will work today or not. Probably will just end up taking a day off and spending it with my family since they are all off on today. And so more than likely, that's what I'll end up doing is just spending some time with them and taking the day off and just allow myself the opportunity to rest and enjoy their company. You know, we've been just trying to be intentional about the time that we spend together. And yesterday, we went to a birthday party at a skating rink, and no, I didn't skate because I'm too old to be falling down, but you know what? I probably can still do it, even though it's probably been 20 years since I've been on skates, but I'm sure I can still do it. It's just like riding a bike, and I was seeing my buddy seeing him skate around, you know, helping his child and a couple other adults that were there with us, and they were skating, and you know, if they can do it, then I can do it. Now, the interesting thing that I noticed about being at the skating rink is that, you know, I was there with my family. Neither one of my children have ever been on skates. They haven't had that pleasure up until yesterday when we took them to the skating rink. And so I've got two very different kids. Both of them are fairly athletic. One is athletic and she is able to just flow with things and pick it up right away, and she doesn't have much fear at all. And then I have the other one who is athletic. He just got his gold belt a few weeks back in Taekwondo, but he's also athletic, but he has a temperament that shall we say he can get afraid pretty easily, or get not necessarily afraid, but get frustrated pretty quickly. And so, you know, we show up, we get the skates on, and you know, we're not unsure about the size that he needs to have on his feet. And so, you know, my wife is picking the sizes, and then finally we find the one that's probably fits him pretty well. He didn't say that it was a little bit too big, but it, when I looked at it later on, it seemed like it might have been a little bit too big, which could have played into how things were going on initially when he was attempting to skate, right? But, you know, he's on the carpet, he's holding on to my wife, and they're moving towards the floor, and I've got my daughter, and I figured more than likely, I'm just going to go with her and spend time with her, and he can spend time with his mom, and we'll both just walk around, and you know, I have my shoes on, and she had the skates on, and same with my wife, she's in her shoes, and my son had his skates. And so, you know, we get on the floor, and we're walking around, and my daughter, she's doing pretty well for someone that's never skated before. She's taking her little steps, right? And I'm there with her, and I'm kind of holding her, and we go around a few times, and then we sit, take a rest. And so as we're going to sit and take a rest, I haven't really seen what's going on with my son while he was with my wife. But when I got over towards them, it was very apparent that they had been struggling making it around the rink. And when I say struggling, I really mean struggling. So, you know, when you think about the way that you move when you're skating, right? You're supposed to glide. It's supposed to be very graceful and very elegant. And mind you, like I said, neither one of my children have ever been on skates before. One was pretty close to graceful and elegant for her first try. The other one, he was more, as I described it to him and his buddy who had only been on skates one other time when he was like 3 years old. And you're talking about 5 years later. So this is his second time. The two of them were the opposite of graceful. And the way that I described it to both of them is that you guys are running around on these skates like T-Rex in Jurassic Park. Both of them like dinosaurs, right? So T-Rex in Jurassic Park, just think about how ungraceful, how unathletic the T-Rex is in that movie. He's crashing into everything. He's picking up his feet real high and he's stomping and all of that, right? And so that was the vision that I got when I was watching my son on the roller skates. You know, and he was frustrated and he didn't want to go around. He was like trying to take his skates off and you could tell he was very agitated, right? And you know, my daughter, she just gone. She went about her business with her mom. And so I ended up being with my son and I could find myself like starting to get frustrated, right? Because he's just trying to quit after like one go around or what have you. And he doesn't want to continue and he doesn't want to pursue, right? And so remember, if you guys remember, the phrase for this year is active pursuit of 2022, right? And so I wasn't going to allow for my son to stop. Now, if he didn't want to do it, of course, I would have honored his wishes and we would have figured out what we were going to do for the next hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours or whatever it was, right? We would have figured something out. But I'm spending time with him and, you know, I'm walking around with him and just trying to explain to him what he should be doing, what it should look like, how he should get outside of his head, how he should breathe and relax, right? Because he was everything but relaxed and comfortable as he was on the floor attempting to learn how to skate. You know, so we went around a few times and, you know, he fell a few times. I had to grab him. I got a workout in, you know, tugging on him and make sure my daughter didn't fall down. But eventually, he was able to do it as time had progressed, right? And I was able to move away. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not there yet. He still has some time. But this kid, right, went from not wanting to continue to skate. Actually, let's backtrack. He went from being excited when he first got there for the opportunity to skate to not wanting to skate any longer because he was frustrated that he was unable to do it, to gaining some comfort, to actually like going around several times without me even being present or needing me to be around him, you know? And the same with my daughter. She was just doing her thing and moving around. And it's important, right? Because they were able to learn something new, right? They may have had some limits and she probably had less limits, right, than he did. And he definitely had a lot more limits, right? But they had their limits, but they were able to work through those things. And for me, you know, as I reflect back as a father, it's like I could have allowed my frustration, right, to get the best of me, because I'm the type of person that's like, I don't want for them to quit. Like, I want for them to keep going and to at least try. And then if after you've tried, you realize that this isn't for you, yeah, then that's fine. We can take a break. But he hadn't given it enough go ahead, right? And some of that probably comes from me because I've started things in the past and then I haven't finished it, right? And so I don't want for them to pick up that habit of starting things and stopping things and starting and stopping and not actually finishing what it is that you said you wanted to do or what you were attempting to do, right? Without at least giving it a nice try. Right, actively pursuing this thing, actively pursuing the goal, right? And so, you know, they ended up saying, when are we going to be able to come back and skate again, right? And so I'm really looking forward to that opportunity to be able to actually get back out there with both of them, right? and I'll put some skates on. I don't own skates, but I will put some skates on. I probably have to go and buy some because those things were kind of disgusting, right? But, you know, maybe buy some skates for myself and for my kids and for my wife, right? And we can go and we can do this thing and spend some time together and really see them to begin to flourish and grow into their comfort level. You know, and as a father, like, this is super exciting to me because they're like in this stage where they're just soaking up so much, right? He's interested in coding, and the other day we put him on Solo Learn on my phone, and he was just moving through this thing. And obviously like he has never coded much before, right? And he's learning, but he has the appetite and the desire for it. And so we're going to try as best as possible to nurture that. You know, and when I think about the things that my daughter is interested in, right, she is interested in gymnastics, and we're allowing for her to actively pursue that and putting her in a position where she can continue to foster that, right? Because that's our responsibility as parents, is to make sure that we put them in the best positions to be successful. Now, with that being said, as parents, are we living up to that for our children? Are we putting ourselves in the best position for them to see us actively pursuing after the things that we want and the things that we desire, right? You know, and so for myself, I've been interested in you know, another avenue, right? And wanting to pursue some other things on the side. And I'm just getting in there and I'm just doing it. And it's something that I've never done before. But the thing that I produced actually came out extremely well, right? And then I'm able to like spend time with my kids and show them and say, hey, look at this. Like I did not know how to do this before, but I'm getting it done, right? I'm putting in the work, I'm figuring it out. And it looks great. And then I'm sharing with other people and they're looking at it and they're like, oh, that's cool. You did a good job, right? And hopefully they're not saying that just because they're my friends or because, you know, it's my spouse or whatever, but like, and I'm being facetious. But when I look at it, I can look at this and be like, you know what? I have never done this before. And I am pleased with what I've done. And there's some other things that I'm going to continue to work on, right? And to get out there. Why? Because it's important for us to not just stay stuck and stay stagnant with the things that we are already doing, being inside of our comfort zone and not allowing ourselves to push forward and grow. And if we as parents and as fathers can take that on for ourselves, where we are consistently growing and surrounding ourselves with other people that are consistently growing, then it is ultimately inevitable for our children to not follow suit. Like, they're going to have to grow, right? And they're going to learn to take on new things because they are watching us and seeing us do that thing and doing a new thing and then accomplishing it, right? And seeing us struggle and work through those struggles and then get it done and get it taken care of. And how much are they learning from that? They're learning so much. And we live in a world today where it's so easy for us to not want to like put things onto our children, right? And just say, well, they can just get a trophy for participating or what have you, right? But really like allowing for our kids to see us work for what we want, because they're going to learn to work for what they want. And then it also gives us the opportunity to be in better relationship with them and to learn so much more about them and to help them foster their development. And I'm so excited to see like these two little kids that I brought into this world just grow and become amazing young people and adults, right? You know, and I pray, excuse me, that I get the opportunity to be a grandfather, excuse me, to be a grandfather, right? And to see how they raise their kids and the things that they are teaching to their children, and knowing that, like, this is the legacy that my wife and I helped to create. And so I just want to continue to encourage you all, actively pursue 2022. Get out of your head, take off the limits, get out of your own way, surround yourself with people that are there to support you and uplift you. And you don't even necessarily have to tell everybody what you're doing, right? But just put your blinders on and get to work, because your children are watching you. And when they see you working, guess what? They're going to work too. And everything's going to be all right. And so I'm done for today. I'm just glad that you all are here to listen once again, you know, tuning into a Father Heard. You guys, if you find value in this, share, subscribe, like, do all the things, right? But if you don't do anything else this year, I want you to do this one thing: continue to grow. And so I'm going to leave you all with that, and I'll see you on the next one.